I'm joined by Tammy McCoy, the Executive Director of the Arts Center of Burlington, also the Executive Director of the Capitol Theater in Burlington. It is January, and it is a month typically, Tammy, that is, well, basically very little goes on in a month, but you've got quite a few things that are actually getting underway, including Jesse Tucci painting on clay. Saturday, the 8th and the Saturday the 15th, 2 to 4, or Saturdays in April on the 9th and the 16th. So I'm painting on clay. It's a two-part proposal, isn't it?
Yes, it's Saturdays. It's an or thing. You could either do it in January or April. It'd be the same class, and it's for ages grades 8 through 12. So we're opening up some things for some of our younger folks. And what they're going to do is create a slab or a mold vessel during their first class. And then the second one, when they come back, they get to paint an image on it. So it should be a fun class.
Okay. Jesse Tucci is busy. She's got wheel throwing is going on as well. That's basically a hand at throwing 2 to 4 pieces. Anyway, that's going on January 14th, 21st, and then it's also in February for twice, March, April, and May. This is throwing, I guess, what? Is it throwing it onto the wheel? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a difficult thing to learn. It seems easy, but it's something that you just need a lot of practice in. And that's why Jesse says, you know what, come and let's try it out. And if you don't like what you made, we can just recycle it. And that clay can go back in the big lump and try again later. But practice makes perfect. So the more times you sign up, the better you're going to get.
And she's, well, there's another one. It's Wednesday the 19th and February 2nd, 6 to 8:30. Again, functional pottery on the wheel. Beginners are encouraged for this particular class. Different finishing processes and adding handles to mugs. So I guess what? Anything and everything pottery. She's sort of is she the pottery guru? Is that what we have?
Well, her and Lillian Rubin are both our pottery instructors. And this last class by Jesse is functional pottery, is things that you can actually use, like a mug or a bowl or something like that. So that's what that class is focusing on. But yeah, we also have Lillian Rubin teaching a class, the Potter's Wheel, on Mondays in January 31st through February 21st from 6:30 to 9. So this class is geared towards beginners as well. You can learn how to center, raise clay to make bowls and mugs. And then the intermediate people can progress to make larger pieces. So that is also available.
You've got an event that's coming up. Actually, it's February 3rd is when it starts, or Saturday the 5th of February. And it's a fascinating thing to me, watching calligraphy and black letter calligraphy with Heather Beam. It is such a gracious way to look at the way letters are formed, and if you receive something that is using calligraphy, it is something extra special, isn't it?
It really is, and Heather Beam is just a master. She has really studied this and worked on it for a very long time, and we're very fortunate to have her teaching this class. So if you've ever been curious about calligraphy, this is your time to take a class. She is going to be centering her class on understanding rather than mastery, and it's going to examine historical calligraphic scripts. How do you say that? known collectively as black letter. She's going to have an emphasis on exploring the creative process while refining letter form skills. You can choose between pamphlet book or calligraphy broadside for a final project. So this will be a really interesting class, yes.
All right. And you've
learned something new in the new year, right?
Well, you know, it is a very exceptional appearing letters, especially. I've always been fascinated by that. Preschool Art School, that's going on Thursdays 10 to 11 for ages 2 to 5, the 20th, 27th, and February 3rd. Winter Wonderland, Guardian stays to help the little Picasso, so to speak. Preschool Art School, Dave, this is about as young as you're going to get in terms of art classes, right?
Yes, we have Tammy Bell Richard, who teaches the preschool art schools, and she does a fantastic job, really great with the little ones, and they seem to just have a great time creating a way.
All right. Tuesday, January 11th is the start of your gallery, a new show, Earthly Treasures. That is Wood and Metal Artisans. There's a series of this. What's six different artists all showing their wares, so to speak. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a collaborative exhibit for January. It's a little shorter because we are closed this week for maintenance and repairs and inventory and all of those fun things that you have to do. And so this week we are closed. But then when we open on the 11th, we will be opening with this exhibit. And we have wood artists, including Mark Richardson, Justin Meyer, Jim Spring, Tom Swearingen, Kurt Swarm, and Philip Eves.
Wow.
And then we will have a gallery lounge opening reception on Friday, January 21st, with the live music of John Heasley from 5:30 to 8.
All right. And you've got, also you're putting the word out that, artist and food vendor applications for the Snake Alley Art Fair. There's a good thing to think about in January, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, in the warm sunshine of the – actually, I believe it's still on Father's Day, isn't it, if I'm correct? Artisans,
yes,
specializing in painting, drawing, ceramics, glass, woodworking, metalworking, mixed media, fiber. Again, Father's Day, the 19th. Of June, and again, save that date. This is a jury. You do jury the applications, though, is that right?
Absolutely. Everyone can apply through Zapplication or through the Art Center. You can get more information. And yes, you mentioned the warm sunshine, and that is what we were hoping for, because this past year we didn't get that warm sunshine. We got a lot of rain. So,
yeah.
Fingers crossed for warm days for Snake Alley Art Fair. But, yes, start thinking about that and put in your applications, because we're hoping for a really great year this year.
And, again, you've got a special event on February 11th. It's a perfect date night. What exactly? I know it's a little bit of golf and some other special things, right?
Yeah, we are looking into February already. We will talk about this again next month. But we have our Heart Golf. So this is the artist-made miniature golf holes that we set up in the Art Center all over the place. It's such a fun time. Everyone who's ever came really enjoys it. But we're going to be Valentine's themed with our miniature golf holes. The wine and beer bar will be open. We will have live music with Lizzie and Kent. And it will be a fun night, something to do on the weekend before, like the Friday before Valentine's Day. So.
Indeed. It's all going on. And for more information, all you need to do is go to artscenterofburlington.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And again.
And then we have some Capitol Theater stuff going on, too.
I was just going to ask you, what's going on at the Capitol in January?
Oh, we've got two things. First is on January 14th, 7:30 p.m., Sweet Dreams and Honky Tonk. This is the music and lives of Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, and Johnny Cash. It should be a fun evening. And then the very next day, on the 15th, we have Travis Nye, Magician, at 7 p.m.
Wow. So, again, things are going to be going on, and we are hoping and expecting that more things will continue to be going on as the year goes along. And the Capitol Theater, I know, now, are we close to back to normal, or are we still, I'm not sure what status we are in right now in terms of any events at the Capitol. Okay.
Yeah, we're not sure either. We did just, through some generous grant money, we were able to purchase a new projector for the Capitol Theater. What that means is we're going to be able to start playing some new release films and maybe some anime films and a few things like that. So we're super excited about being able to expand what we offer as far as the film scene goes.
Well, let's hope that all things become as close to normal and then really do become normal during the course of this year, and hopefully as soon as possible, okay?
I agree, yes.
All right, Tammy McCoy, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk more about what's going on at the Art Center and the Capitol Theater in about a month from now, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.